You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization anticipates if a coronavirus vaccine is rolled out by March 2021 to the most vulnerable, it could change the course of the pandemic. Bruce Allewood told a WHO meeting that interim results from Pfizer Inc.'s late-stage vaccine trial were very positive. US President-elect Joe Biden declared the development positive news after convening with a coronavirus task force.
The process must also be grounded in science and fully transparent so the American people can have every confidence that any approved vaccine is safe and effective. The challenge before us right now is still immense and growing. There's a need for bold action to fight this pandemic. We're still facing a very dark winter.
While Pfizer's report on its stage 3 trial is welcome news, doctors and scientists are warning against early celebrations. The vaccine has been tested on 43,500 people in 6 countries without raising safety concerns, but not all of the scientific data has been released yet. Dr. Simon Clark, Associate Professor in Cellular Microbiology at the University of Reading, says the vaccine itself is very different from others.
People have been trying this sort of thing for many, many years without any success. And it's where you take a little piece of genetic material and lots of copies of them and inject them into people, into muscle. And those muscle cells will take up the bits of mRNA, messenger RNA, and make proteins from the virus. And your immune system will recognize that as being non-self and generate an immune response to it. So that's different from the way in which you might traditionally have done it, which would be by taking a whole virus, probably killed with heat or chemicals, or bits of a virus and injecting them into people and getting an immune response.
News of the potential vaccine comes as the US becomes the first country in the world to surpass 10 million coronavirus infections as the third wave of COVID-19 surges. In Utah, a state of emergency has been declared and mask wearing has become mandatory. Several of the state's largest counties already have compulsory mask wearing, but Utah's Republican Governor Gary Herbert had resisted extending the rule to the entire state despite a 2-month surge of cases. Now, he says, the surge has prompted a change in thinking.
But mostly because of the overcrowding of our hospitals. They are really at the brink of not being able to take any more people in the overflow mode, particularly in our intensive care units. And it's not that we don't have rooms with 4 walls, we just don't have rooms that have got doctors and nurses that can provide the health care in those rooms.
Meanwhile, in the UK, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says England is heading towards peak levels of a previous COVID-19 wave in the country. Mr. Johnson says mass testing in northwestern city of Liverpool will help to curb the virus. The military-supported program aims to assist public health teams to trace symptomatic and asymptomatic carriers as well as their contacts.
The death figures are rising, running at an average of 300 a day, sadly double where they were 24 days ago. The number of COVID patients in hospital has risen to from just over 10,000 2 weeks ago to nearly 13,000 on the 5th of November.
And in Italy, medical staff outside a Naples hospital were providing respiratory equipment to people in cars joining queues of ambulances to be hospitalised for suspected COVID-19. Nurses walked along the line of cars handing out oxygen tanks to people with breathing difficulties while they waited to be admitted. Italian government officials were deciding on Monday about the expansion of the so-called red zone lockdown areas beyond the 4 regions designated last week in an urgent bid to slow the spread of COVID-19. Italy's overall number of confirmed cases during the pandemic has climbed closer to the 1 million mark. Naples resident Elisa Esposito says the health system can't cope.
This is a shameful situation because the health system here is totally collapsed. How can it be that I take my father to hospital for another condition that he needs to be treated for and he gets COVID inside the ward that is not for COVID patients?
And in other parts of the world, Malaysia's opposition is demanding the government spend money on managing soaring infection rates. In India's capital, New Delhi, doctors say air pollution is raising virus risks to city residents. And the World Health Organization member countries have rejected a US-backed appeal for Taiwan to attend a WHO meeting expected to focus on the pandemic. Global COVID-19 cases have now surpassed 50 million, with a growth of 10 million over the last 20 days. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language, sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.